Today's Brentwood in Business interview on Phoenix FM is proudly sponsored by Brentwood Borough Council and Bennett's Funeral Directors.
Right, in front of me I've got Joe Ellie. Morning, Joe.
Morning,
Mike. How are you today?
How are you doing? Very well, thank you. Very well.
Good. So you run a company called Joe Ellie Coaching, don't you?
I do indeed.
Explain to me all about it.
So I help women essentially transform their lives through mind and body coaching. I used to be more of a PT, but I believe coaching is so much more than that, and there's a lot of various topics that PTs don't actually cover.
Yeah.
So my approach is very holistic, and it essentially allows women to take their confidence to new levels, provide them with far more fulfillment through their lives, and essentially a far better health and fitness, which is essentially what most women want.
So you say they take their confidence to the next level. How exactly do you do that?
So through training, through their nutrition, through their mindset, through their lifestyle adaptations. So bringing them about new standards for their life, engaging with certain foundations. So what we do at first, we build habits into their life. We then set new standards. And then essentially all those layers come together essentially to provide them with more sort of more glow. Is about, I've had ladies that have had essentially work promotions, left jobs, gone to newer heights. So confidence essentially creates a big impact on every day, whether it's at home, work, or relationship wise.
Now, I'm trying to relate this in the way, in radio we have what's called a critique every now and again, where they listen to a tape of you on air and then they take away negatives of what you. Is that very similar to what you're doing, but with someone's life?
So essentially, when it comes to me firstly working with a lady, it will take a bit of time for me to get to know them, essentially understand where they've come from, what their current challenges are, and essentially working out what they want out of, you know, their transformation.
Where they want to go.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And essentially, it's always tends to be very familiar. So most women obviously want to lose weight. Most want to feel healthier. But it's all elements that will come into building that confidence and building that new life, such as, you know, they might not have a sleep routine. They might not actually find themselves providing time for themselves, when actually if most women take time for themselves, they actually get it back so much more for their family, their own well-being.
I mean, the human body is like a car engine. If you don't put the right stuff in, you don't get the right stuff out.
No, yeah. So I always say to...
Is that what you say? Stop the chocolate. That's giving you the gum. I mean, don't.
Yeah, look, I'm not... I don't take on ladies and say, right, you've got to eat chicken, broccoli and rice, because, you know, who wants to do that? But it's all very important to be able to sustain stuff. And yeah. I know that word's obviously used a lot these days, sustaining results, but it's very true. And if you're not enjoying a process that you're on and a journey,
you're more likely to stop.
Then you're not going to do it
right.
for long.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's all about enjoyment as well and understanding.
So what made you get into this line of work?
So I've always been very sporty, although not everyone is, of course.
Yeah.
But I was as a youngster, and I had minor keyhole surgery. And back then, I was sort of gunning to get back into my sport. And essentially, I fell in love with resistance training, health. I've always loved to learn about the body, did a degree. But essentially, I've always known in me, I've always been very driven to think, right, I'm going to coach someone, I'm going to help someone, I want to educate people. And that's essentially what I do within my program.
I mean, and everybody does things that are, we all lose sight of where we want to go.
We do.
And everybody has a certain part in their life where they just almost meander through life. I'm just going to wander around and do whatever comes up next. And they've got no drive or ambition. So you're actually instilling all this drive and ambition and push for them to go to where they want to go to.
Yeah, instilling the drive, as again, it comes back to their why. So a lot of women or guys will essentially, you know, set a goal to lose a stone. But if they haven't got a deep, meaningful why,
yeah,
it's always going to sort of flitter. They're always going to be on and off a diet. They're always going to be sort of, as you say, like, you know, meandering around through life. But if you're driven, and that's what the difference between I like to provide my ladies of a community. So in Project Powerful Women, it's all about sort of helping each other.
Yeah.
And it's a safe space as well, where, you know, you don't get that quite often.
Even if you're just going to the gym, it's very important to have a partner to do that with.
It is, yeah.
Because otherwise you do lose motivation halfway
through. You do, indeed. Obviously, not apart from the obvious of, you know, you don't want to be injuring yourself, but you've always got that solid accountability, and I think a lot of people need that. Not only that, but a lot of women, you know, they know to go to the gym, but they essentially don't know what to do when they get there.
Yeah.
But you don't even, to be fair, obviously what we've locked down, we've seen, you know, come and go. You don't actually have to train in a gym either.
Yeah.
You can quite simply, you know, have some kit at home and get a good workout in.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And essentially still get towards your goals there.
And that starts off the endorphins, which makes you feel better.
Of course, yeah.
Even that on its own. Yeah, it does get you buzzing. I used to go running for 3 miles. I lost 3 stone in 6 months, 8 months, something like that. And the buzz that I had after running 3 miles was immense. It was, I used to love that. This is going to sound a bit gross. I used to love that sweaty feeling.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. Sweaty, you feel,
makes you feel really good.
Yeah.
So do you still train yourself like that?
I still train myself. I've had some health complications over the last couple of years, but I do train. I do train about 4 times a week. Obviously keep on step of the old step count, as we all know. But yeah, I do train. Not as much as I used to, but I still enjoy it. Still very much enjoy it, of course.
Well, if anybody's listening right now and goes, that's a bit of me, I would like to do that, how can they get in contact with you, Jo?
So you can contact me on Facebook. My page is called Jo Ellie Coaching. Jo Ellie Coaching on Instagram. Or you can visit my website, which is www.projectpowerfulwomen.com.
Brilliant. Jo, thank you very much for coming in and telling us about the coaching.
Thank you very much.
Today's Brentwood in Business interview on Phoenix FM is proudly sponsored by Brentwood Borough Council and Bennett's Funeral Directors.